Well, brothers and sisters, I love bearing my testimony anyway, so this is kind of exciting that I have to get another chance. But it's also fun to be here in my old ward where I grew up. Suzanne mentioned that we only have one daughter. We have five kids now and only one daughter. And when we found out we were pregnant, we were going to have this fifth baby. Of course, we wanted a girl. And then when we found out it was going to be a boy, remember Elise, our daughter, was pretty sad, as all of us were, because of course we wanted another daughter. And yet, now that he's here, we're so grateful for him. He's such a perfect addition to our family. I think I mentioned that in the blessing. But we're so grateful for him. He's such a good baby. He hardly ever, never cries, and he's just really good. And you know, with that fifth child, I think Suzanne's especially grateful to have a good baby, because our last two were kind of wild. They still kind of are. But I have a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm so grateful for our Savior, our elder brother. So grateful for his sacrifice. And I know that as we exercise our faith in him, the word I like to use is choose to have faith. Because if you choose to have faith in life, then you come to know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And if you choose not to have faith in life, then it's a mystery, and it makes no sense, and you'll never know. But those that have chosen to have faith in life have developed personal relationships with Christ, and they know him, and he knows them. And each of us has that opportunity in our life to choose. And through the trials that I've had, I've chosen faith. And I'm so glad that I have. And I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means, and that I don't stumble and fall. But that, because of that faith, Christ lifts me up. And he gives me another chance. And I feel that enabling power of his grace to sustain me, to help me overcome and rise again and try again. And I know that that gift, that blessing is offered to each of us. Each of us are such dear, special children of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. We are Christ's children too. He purchased us through the atonement. And in Mosiah 5:7, it talks about that. As we become baptized and become members of the church, he becomes our Father. And Benedict talks about that as well in Mosiah 15. I know that the church is led today by living prophets, living apostles that have that authority, that have priesthood keys, the rights of presidency, the right to preside over the house of Israel on earth now, today. And those keys are exercised by President Thomas S. Monson. Then he delegates that authority down to our state president, and then to our bishop, to our elders quorum president. And it's such a comforting thought to know that we have that right to exercise the keys of the priesthood, whether it's a baby blessing, a baptism, administering, a meeting, all those things are directed by authority from God. And I'm grateful for that too. I'm grateful to know that God can call us to be full-time missionaries, that my brother David can go out and serve the Lord with a license to preach that's signed by President Monson. You can keep in your shirt pocket with your missionary handbook, the white Bible, and you can open that up, and it says in there that we invite, and it's signed by the First Presidency, and in there it says, we invite all to listen to their message, the message that he's carrying forth to the world. And I'm so grateful for the time that I had to serve the Lord as a full-time missionary. It's a very meaningful, special part of my life. And I'm so grateful that David gets to go out and do that now. I know that the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, and I've come closer to God by reading it, studying it, learning the messages, learning the principles and teachings. And I know that Joseph Smith translated that and brought that forth for us in our day. But it has key principles and teachings in it for us right now. As we read and study that, we can come closer to Christ, and we can know and have a surety that we have a firm foundation to rely on in our lives. Well, I don't know how much time I should take, but I just want to leave my testimony with you, and I know that God, that Jesus is the Christ, and we have the scriptures before us. And if we choose to not study them, it's our own fault. We have them. And I'm so grateful to be able to stand before you and to share these things. And I'm thankful for Bishop Cole, Bishop Luker, these great men that inspired me as a youth and are still inspiring today. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.